Hello, my name's Malia and I'm here reporting for B Radio, and I'm here with Max from Geese. Hi Max, how's it going?
I'm good, I'm sweaty, but I'm good.
We're here in the boiler room in Guildford, where you've very kindly chosen to start off your headline tour in the UK. What made you choose Guildford?
Well, we actually made a friend the first time we were here that was like, oh, if you guys want to play the boiler room in Guildford, that'd be great. And at that point, we didn't know if we would ever be back over here, so I was like, oh yeah, cool, like, let's do it. And then now we're here. So I'm glad it happened, because it was like a very last minute thing. She like hit us up a couple days before we left. It's like, hey, like, you guys have a day off, you still want to do that show? And we were like, all right, let's do it. We came in with like very few expectations. We had no idea who was gonna show up, and then it was a great show.
It was good. Yeah, it was so good. Yeah, I saw it pop up just randomly, because working for the Unplugged show, I'm always sort of checking what the gig listings are, and I was just refreshing, and I was like, wait, hang on, that just appeared out of nowhere. So thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for welcoming us, rather.
It was very good. Cool. It was a good welcome.
It was very nice.
You're actually playing one of my favorite venues in the country, the Brudenell Social Club.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Oh, my God, you'll have the best time. If that was a good welcome, that would be a good sort of midway point for you. So, like, this feels like it's on a bit of a bigger scale to when you were touring your first album, Projecta. How do you think that's happened? Obviously, you've had another album since then.
I mean... Honestly, the biggest thing is just people really connect with these songs.
Yeah.
I think in like a way that they didn't with Project. Not necessarily didn't, but just like it connected with more people, and it you know, feels better for us. It feels like more of a accurate representation of who we are as a band at this point. So we're happy to play them, and we're happy to have people sing them.
Yeah,
it's really crazy still. So. I like can't get over that.
Yeah.
It's very, very weird. I could hear the crowd better than I could hear Cameron.
Good. I saw the look on Cameron's face, where the first realization that people in the crowd knew the song. Yeah. So he was like, oh wow.
Yeah, it's always so weird. We were in like Sweden last year, and people were singing Low Era. It was just
so
like,
good.
What is happening? Why are we doing? Why?
Who would you say are your biggest musical influences?
Mine?
Yeah, or the bands, yours personally.
The band, maybe Radiohead.
Nice.
I love Radiohead. Me personally, probably Led Zeppelin.
Nice.
I don't know. I wish I could give you a better answer, but
So I feel like often you're sort of compared to the bands of that sort of related to the people that produce your music. Do you think that's a fair comparison, or is it sort of like? Is an easy one to make.
Well, I mean, like, you know, if you want to make it, that's fine, you know. I think we don't know. I mean, I think it's really, it's honestly really fun to see what people think we sound like, because I have a very specific idea of what we sound like, and not everybody does. So I think it's really funny when someone comes up and tells Cameron, like, oh, you sound like Eddie Vedder, man. And I'm like, I've never heard that before. We don't listen to Pearl Jam when we're writing. Maybe in our personal lives.
Yeah. So you're here touring 3D Country, your new album. How's that going?
We've been doing a lot of festivals recently. So that's been really fun. But we're, like, now doing headline shows.
Yeah.
And the couple headline shows we've done have been nuts. So excited to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
If you want to hear my take on like what I think you guys sound like.
I do actually.
So
yeah.
Particularly with 3D Country, I was getting like really soulful like Alabama Shakes vibes mixed with like Paolo Nutini.
Okay.
And Jack, maybe.
Nice.
I don't know whether that's what you
I guess I was listening to a bunch of Rolling Stones, like Exile on Main Street specifically when we were doing it. So and I know that Cameron kind of wasn't, but the background vocals like slipped their way in there. So I think it was just like I was getting into the studio and putting that record on every day. So I think he just like subconsciously picked it up somewhere. And it's just like, oh, there should be background vocals on this. I was like, really? Okay. But yeah, I mean, that's the influence I think comes through the most, even though Cameron himself would be like, no, that wasn't an influence.
Yeah. Oh, the subliminal influence.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in his head.
I think tour bus is almost ready to go.
Generous with the bus. But
where can people check you out?
You can see us soon in the rest of the UK and Europe and in the United States if you're there for some reason. Come see us. We're going to be everywhere. We're going everywhere in the UK. We're going everywhere in the US.
And online, where can people check you out?
Check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere. Check out our website, geeseband.com, I think. You can buy our merch and find all of our platforms.
Max, thank you so much for
honoring
me with this interview.
Thank you.
That was so good.